M-A-K-P-P.
CQ from W-8-V-I-J, Hereford, Michigan.
W-8-C-P-T. W-8-C-P-T.
W-8-C-P-T from W-A-F-U.
W-8-C-P-T.
Well, making any progress?
Yeah, I got to use the Brandmeister page. And I was hearing on the radio, Talk Group 91, but I have no idea what this freaking page does and how you connect.
What page are you talking about? In the hotspot? One, are you using the hotspot? And two, which page? Are you talking about a page in the hotspot UI or on Brandmeister?
I'm talking about Brandmeister. It's showing a map, and I had it running on Talk Group 91 worldwide, but they weren't hearing me. So that's, I'm talking on my radio line now, by the way, right now. Yeah, they weren't hearing me, but I was hearing them. And then I finally got rid of Talk Group 91, and I'm trying to go into Michigan, and I'm not having any success with that.
Yeah, a lot of moving parts here. So right now you're using the open spot with your radio, and it's working? Is that what you're telling me?
Negative, negative. I'm coming through RF on my mobile talking to you, and I've got the HT connected to the hotspot. I was hearing Talk Group 91. I just disconnected it. Now I'm trying to get into something else. They weren't hearing me, but I don't know if it's just because I wasn't quick to the gun or not. So I'm trying to get it connected, the hotspot connected to Statewide 1 Michigan, so I can test it and see if it's keying up or not. And I don't know how to do that on this Brandmeister page. This is, like, ridiculous.
Yeah, I can't help you with that because, like I said, I never use the Brandmeister page. I just dial up the talk group I want, key, and then the hotspot changes to that talk group. And that's the only way I do it. So if you're keying up on 31261 and it's not, you should see in the UI for the hotspot that it saw you, it would still say, I don't know what, if you've got Cujo's call sign or yours, but you should see it in and the talk group show up in the web interface for the hotspot. So like I said, that's the way I always do it. I just key up on the talk group and on the hotspot frequency, and it changes right over. So I can't help you with anything to do with the Brandmeister website because I have no use for it. I get it. It's kind of cool, but it's just, to me, it's just an unnecessary extra doo-doo.
Yeah, so from what I... Whoa, hey. All right, let me turn that down. So now I'm hearing myself through the hotspot on the HT, but I don't think I can transfer. Let me try. Hold on, I'll switch over to that one. Okay, I am receiving through the hotspot on Michigan 5 now. MI5 statewide 1, but I am not able to transmit. And how should I have the channel set up? Should I have it just talk group 9 with no talk group, or do I need to direct it to my open spot talk group so it can find this contact?
Well, the way I use it, the way I use my open spot, and the way I was using that one when I had it here. But mind you, it only worked with my Anytone. It did not work with my Open 77 enabled radio. So I don't know what that was all about. But digital time slot 1 for what it's worth. I'm sorry, time slot doesn't matter. Color code 1, time slot doesn't matter. But I set it to 1 because those can be set. I think. I don't know if they can be set in the hotspot, though. I think those are set in the channel on the radio. But And then I key up the actual talk group I want. So in that case, I would key up talk group 31261 to the open spot, and it would change to that and go out on that.
All right. Well, were you hearing anything on the Retevis while using the open spot? Because if not, I'm making some kind of progress.
Yeah, I could hear on all radios. I could hear on the whatever those radios were that I modified, the ones of Don's. I could hear it on those, and I could work it with my Intel. So, like I said, my problem was I just couldn't get the radios that I had flashed over to that DD77 firmware. I couldn't get those to key it. That was my only problem. But like I said, only those radios. So your mileage may vary, but that's the problem I was in.
All right, yeah, and that's the problem I'm at now too, is I can hear it on it, but I can't transmit, so I gotta figure that one out. It says it's transmitting, but it's on the dashboard, but it's not.
Yeah, when you look at the OpenSpot interface on that first tab, I forget what it's called, but that very first tab has a window that right now should show, you know, that I'm talking on this talk group. And then when you talk, it'll show you. And when you talk into it, it should show you talking into it on the appropriate talk group. And I was never getting that. If it's not recognizing the those BT5s or whatever they are. You know what I'm talking about. Those that one particular radio wasn't recognizing that. So I don't know. Shrug, I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's something to do with that software, something I have checked or something I don't know about or whatnot, but just could not get the those radios. You know what I should have did? You know, darn it, I should have tried those radios on my OpenSpot. I've got the OpenSpot 4 Pro. I should have tried those radios on that. I can still do that. Yes, I'm going to do that.
All right, yeah, that'll rule out if it's the radio or the OpenSpot. There are, like, a whole bunch of different demodulation modes on this frequency. I'm going to go through each one and see if that does anything, or did you already try that?
I'm sorry, on the radio or on the hotspot? Well, actually, I didn't try any of that on the radio. And I'm not sure if, I didn't try it, no, because that doesn't sound fair.
Yeah, it's under the modem page on the open spot. It's got A, B, C, D, E, F, G, I don't know how far it goes. I've tried A, B, and C so far, and nothing. So while you're looking at your radios with your hotspot, I'm going to go through all these letters and see if it changes anything.
Okay. Now see this? This is one of the radios with the DD software working on my open spot for just fine. So, that's interesting. What page is that mode thing on? I'm on my open spot 4, and it's a very similar interface. I want to see if I can find what you're referring to.
It's under the modem page, and then it says frequency. I went through all of them, A, B, C, D, E, F. None of them were working.
All right. The only thing I have in the modem tab under frequency is modem frequency and transmit power. That's the only options I have under frequency. So the interface is a little different, but. Yeah, the radio that I could not get to work with that open spot is working perfectly fine with this open spot. And they're both RF Shark open spots, just V1 versus V4.
Yeah, okay, well, I got somewhere if I'm hearing it now. There's got to be something on the transmit that we're both missing. I'm not sure what, but there's got to be something. I got to put it away for now, though. I got to get ready to shoot out to my house. So once I get to my house, I'll play around with it some more. It's definitely the soapy spot of receiving the transmit of the radio, though, because you just said yours is, your Retevis is working with yours, correct?
Talking to you on it right now. So this is the radio I could not get to work with that open spot. So I don't know, you know, I don't know what I could have missed. But there we have it. I know in the open spot you can set the color code, and it's set to 1. Default cross mode sort DMR ID is my ID. So, well, good luck. Play with it, and if it works great, if it doesn't, then no harm, no foul. Just get it from you whenever.
All right, yeah. Yeah, whatever it is we're missing, we're both missing it because I got to the same point as you. So, I'll have more time once I get to my house to do some searching on the internet and see if somebody's got some how-tos, how to fix that. But anyway, all right, I'm going to put it away for now, and then I'm going to pick it back up later on when I get to my house. So I will talk to you later on WCPT, Claire.
Okay, this is my back to my AnyTel, and now this radio works with both. Worked with that one, and it worked with this one. It's the weirdest thing. I got the radios programmed identical. They both receive. They both work 100% with the OpenSpot 4, but only the AnyTel works with the OpenSpot 1. So there's just something different there. All right, catch you later. WAFU.
If it can be done, I will find it.
Yep, I just ran out of patience. And, you know, it's not something that I care about. So I just kind of said, you know what? I'm missing out on cat videos and my poo-poo drinks with little umbrellas. So I boxed it all up and said, I'm done. Off to the cat videos. WFU. Test 1, 2, 3. This is W8FU testing.
Well, I am trying to do my test. I just started, so I have no idea of talking. I literally just started trying to see if I can get this thing to talk. That was my first key up test.
Is that on the open spot?
Negative. I'm talking on mine that I know works, and I'm trying to play around with the open spot with the Retevis to see if I can figure out why it ain't transmitting. So every time I go to key up, I think it's working and it's you. So hang on a minute. Don't key up after this. Let me try this open spot a couple times. All right. So when I key this up, the open spot page says 251 from his DMR ID. So I'm just not directed to the right group. I'm going somewhere though. KCA KJO WF. KC8KJO, WAFU, you got a copy?
Yes, I do.
All right, under the modem frequency, there is a demodulation mode, and I had to put it in mode E, and it's talking to it now. So I think I got it.
Okay, yeah, I'm seeing Cujo's call. So that's his little radio and that little hotspot. So that was it, eh? Oh, man. See, I don't have that thing. I don't know what that's all about. Where did you find the explanation, or did you, or did you just stumble on it?
While I've seen it before, when I was going through the pages, and I thought maybe that had to do with it, then doing a search, I seen somebody say, it says to use F, but I had to use E. So I'm like, okay, I'm going through all of them and see if any of them work. And I started with E, because he said he had to use E instead of F for his any tone. And so I started with E, and E it was. So there we go.
All right, cool. So there you go. You figured it out.
Yeah, now I just got to try to switch to a different talk group and see if I got that working right on here. I guess I could just go to talk group 91 and get stuck there.
Well, go to 312. TAC, isn't that TAC 312? And I'll meet you there.
Okay. It all depends on if I got that in this code or not. Michigan 2. Can we just go to Michigan 2? Is that okay to do?
Yeah, that'll work. Can you free key something into that like I can with the iPhone?
I probably can, but I don't know how often. I just started using the OpenE77. So, I know I got right here. Let's try that and see what happens.
What is that? We can go to 3126. Which one is it? Give me the number because I'm going to punch it in my hand.
It's the same number, but change the 1 to 2 at the end.
Okay, well, that's statewide, too. I don't like to chat on there. We could just do a real quick check and then back to 1. 3126, straight up Michigan.
All right, give me a minute to put that in the code plug, and we'll do that.
Oh, don't do all that. Yeah, okay, so you got 312, you got 31262 in there. I'll meet you there. We'll just keep it short to the point.
All right. Yeah, I think it's in here. I don't. I guess we'll find out. Yeah, let's do that.
All right. WAFU leaving 31261.
And WAFU WACPT.
W8FU, statewide 1.
All right, I am over here. WTPT testing out KCJ, or KC8. KJ.
Yep, that's what's coming up on my display and coming up on the hotspot, so you got everything right. Good to go.
All right, the only thing I don't know is if I have to do the 4000 and disconnect every time I do the... Switch. I didn't have to do it that time, but I don't know if I got to do it, like, if I'm going to go to Worldwide.
No, you shouldn't have to. You should be able to just punch it in, and it'll leave this talk group and go to that one.
All right. Well, I'm going to try that test now and see if it goes over there. And if it does, then I'm good to go. I've just got to clean up this code plug, because the only thing I think it's going to do is Burmeister, and I got the who cares stuff in there, and he can't use it, so I got to clean it up and just have Brandmeister contacts in here.
Yeah, I don't think there's anything near him there. He's only going to have a hotspot up there, right?
Yeah, he told me he couldn't reach the Mount Clemens. That's the only one that's close enough, and I don't think I never even tried to reach it here. But I guess I should tune into it. For that of it and see if I'm getting any receives on it. But yeah, I don't think we can reach it.
Yeah, you got to have a pretty good outside antenna to hit Mount Clemens from up there. So, all right, real good. I'll let you go to 93. And good luck getting off of it. Anyhow, maybe I'll listen in to the aggravation. W8FU.
All right. Thanks for being there for me to check it. that was pretty cool. I figured it was something with the with those numbers, but I wasn't sure. I'm going to try shooting over there now. I'm continuing to talk because I'm trying to find the Mount Clemens one on my other radio just to see if I'm hearing anything, and I'm, like, not finding it. So, oh, wait, there, statewide 2, Detroit. I don't see it. Wow. I'm going to keep talking for a minute, though. Okay, statewide 2, statewide 1. Okay, so that should be it. And then I got to bring this. I'm sorry I'm tying it up, but I want to get to... Okay, yeah, I'm not hearing nothing. All right, I'm going to try the world log, see how long I can get stuck there. WHCP.
Sorry, you got a call from my son. You still here? All right, I'm guessing you bounced. WHCP. Well, sounds like success.
Yep, I'm back over here now, so if you hear me, yes, definite success.
The open spot one leaves, you know, looking at it leaves a little to be desired, but it's very good kit. It's nicely made stuff, and the user interface is pretty nice once you get used to it. Yeah, anyhow. I mean, you know, chipster, you know, hotspot thingy, whatever, you know, like we're running on the Pi, but you know, the Pi Star replacement. But you know, those are great too. But these little open spots are really slick. I love mine absolutely. I love the form factor and the operation, all that stuff. Just no muss, no fuss. And I end up using that far more. I've got three or four of the MMDVM ones, I use this consistently just because it's just so easy.
Roger that. Yeah, once you get it figured out, it's not too bad. And you can see on that dashboard on the open spot, they're actually making it in and out. And supposedly you can see that on the Brandmeister website too, but I'm all over on that trying to figure it out, because I'm logged in on that with this stuff too, and I'm not really seeing what I'm seeing on this open spot, so I'm going to have to tell them how to monitor that page too. Can you put event 1, 2, and 3 full here with the hotspot, or is that only, does Brandmeister even have them, do you know?
I don't know. I don't know. They may very well, but I have no idea what the talk group would be. Anyone else out here on the statewide one know about that? Are the event talk groups available through via Brandmeister? Where is Jeff when you need him?
Yeah, I'm trying to look it up on Brandmeister to see if I can find it, but I don't. What is it? 212 6. Let me try putting that in the search and see if anything comes up. Yeah, I don't even know where to look on this fleet, just to get the list of them.
Well, you're talking to the wrong guy. I don't use any of this enough to be a good resource. I can get up and running, and I can pretty much go wherever I need to go. That's about the extent of it. I can work the... have my 5 repeaters in Detroit and Novi and Mount Clemens and then some of my other radios. I've got all the other ones if I'm traveling, if I even remember where they're at. I can do that just because they're programmed in, but I'm just not the guy to ask about this stuff.
Yeah, I did find it. There's a Michigan 3126 10-minute time limit, and then there's a Michigan Aries. It's got a number, statewide 1, statewide 2, event 1, TAC, event 3, Michigan Nets, West Michigan, and UB of Michigan. So I guess I'll put all of them in his code book for him so he can have them in there, I guess. And I guess I got to put them in mine, too, because I don't have all these in mine either.
I'm curious, if you hit the pound sign, does it bring up a screen where it says you can enter a talk group?
Yes, it does. I just did that on mine. But it looks like it's staying here, though, because I don't have it in my contacts.
Well, what you have to do is when you hit the pound, then you key in. Like, let's say we wanted to go to Michigan, 3126. You would key in 3126 and then hit push to talk. And you should go right to that talk loop. Now, there is a setting. There's a couple of settings in that, that 77 software that you have to set to infinite. Because the way it comes, it will, if you key in something, the next transmission will be there, but then it will revert right back to where you were or whatever the talk loop is. So if you set it to infinite, you can key in anything you want and stay there.
Yeah, I'm going to have to figure out where that's at. I do remember seeing that, but I don't remember if it was on the channel or where it was.
Here, I'll fire up mine and figure it out. I let's see here. Okay, so, yeah, you hit pound, and then, for instance, you can hit 3126, and then you can just hit the push to talk, and you should be on 3126.
Yeah, when I do that on mine, it goes back to the blank entry screen, so the infinite thing you're talking about, I don't have set, and I don't remember where I've seen that.
All right, I can find it here because, let's see here. Let me bring up the software. I should be able to get you that pretty quick.
All right, I'm going to stand by. I'm looking at the code book right now, and I'm not seeing it.
I can't remember either. Give me a sec. I'll figure it out.
All right, I'm going outside because I got to grab pop out of my truck, so we'll see what the range is on this. The only reason I can't tell is I'm trying to see if it's still getting in. Did you hear me seeing if I was getting in?
Oh, I didn't realize you had already moved. I thought you were going to check it. Yeah, you're fine.
All right, yeah, I was already out at the truck in the driveway, so all right, it worked. I looked all through the contacts, the groups, the channels, and I didn't see nothing about the infinite. I wonder if it's just an anytone thing. It's okay if you didn't find it. I'll look through the main for OpenGD 77 and try to figure it out.